Hello, hello, everyone. We are live. Today is December 29, 2025. 2 days left in the year 2025. Welcome to everybody jumping in right now in the United States and around the world. We're very happy to have you with us tonight. I'm going to say hi to some people as the chat is flying right now. So I'm going to get as many people as possible. Oh, hello to you in Salem, Virginia. God bless you. Connor in New Zealand. John Connor in New Zealand. I see you. Hello to our friends, our international audience. God bless you. Thank you for coming on. Belgium, I see you as well. God bless you. Very happy to have you with us. I see Delaware as well. Hello. God bless you. Oh, let's see who else is coming in. Yeah, it's rainy, foggy, slippery. I was out at 6:30 a.m. putting salt down before our staff got here type of day. Let's see. South Florida, God bless you. Hello. I see Arkansas as well. God bless you. And hello. Yes, Esther threw a temper tantrum and she ended up there. She was here. Then she tried to take over my seat before the live. And I said, Esther, unless you're going to talk about billions and fraud, honey, you have to move. So then she threw a tantrum. She threw a fit. And now she's over there. Okay. Oh, let me see. God bless you in New York. I see New York coming in. Hello to our wonderful neighbors in New York. Texas, Cold Spring, Texas. God bless you. Oregon as well, I see coming in. Hello to you. God bless you. Oh, I see Rhode Island. God bless you guys in Rhode Island. Rhode Island is one of my husband Chris's favorite places near the Watch Hill area. Beautiful, beautiful area. So very happy to have you with us. South Hannibal, New York. God bless you. Very happy to have our neighbors with us in New York tonight. Las Vegas. God bless you. Adirondack Mountains. Hello to our neighbors 2.5 hours north of here in the Adirondacks. Very happy to have you on with us. I see Mississippi. I see our neighbors in New Jersey. God bless all of you as well. Kansas, God bless you. Dorothy in Kansas, very happy to have you. The Netherlands, I just saw you come in. God bless our friends who watch us in the Netherlands. Very happy to have you with us tonight. I see Saddlebrook, New Jersey, El Paso, Texas. God bless you. Lancaster, England. Hello to all our viewers in England who are watching. Very happy to have you with us tonight. God bless you. Oh, Chicago, I see. San Francisco. God bless all of you. Lyons, Oregon as well, I see. And hello to everybody else coming in. I see Albuquerque, New Mexico as well. God bless you. And hello to our moderators and our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. So I'm going to open up a prayer as usual, but I just saw Brooklyn come in. The boroughs are coming in too. God bless you guys in the boroughs in New York. Very happy to have you on with us tonight. Billions in fraud we're going to get into, and prophecy fulfilling left and right having to do with this, and the hot water that Tim Walz is in. But this is just the beginning. This is the great excavation that we're watching kick into high gear going into 2026. The fraud is insane. We're going to get into the whole prophetic breakdown of this, the biblical breakdown as well. This has a very deep biblical root that goes all the way back to Noah. And I'm going to show you how as well. But we've got prophecy to talk about. We have a dream that I had with Tim Walz back in 2024. We're going to play the clip of that as well. But the lid got blown off of this thing just a couple days ago. So we are going to get into it all. So let's open up in prayer. Give this over to the Lord as usual. And we are going to hit the ground prophetically running tonight for the glory of God. Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. Father, we humble ourselves before you this day, Father God, asking you to forgive us of our sins. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Father, forgive us of every way we have sinned and fallen short. Father, we praise you that your mercies are new every single day. We all sin and fall incredibly short of the glory of God. And we praise you, Father God, as it says in your word that you literally renew your covenant with us every day. Father, we acknowledge you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly came to the earth to die. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. And Father, we just praise you that Christ, when he said it is finished on the cross, he paid the price in full. He made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation. He literally descended into the underworld. He took the keys from death, defeated hell, death, and the grave, miraculously rose again, ascended to take his rightful place victoriously at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the name above all names, and our advocate without ceasing before your throne. And I honor that before you this day, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence in the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the Living God, and the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, into this place. Father, let your power, your glory, your authority, Father God, and your presence saturate the atmosphere, Father God. Lord, we just welcome you in to have your way. Let the Holy Spirit go forth and be the counselor. Father, let the conviction of the Holy Spirit and the fear of the Lord go forth tonight, Father God, upon those who are watching, Father. Lord, we just ask you would lead and guide us in your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Go before us, Father, tonight. Be our front and rear guard. Order our steps. Order my words, Father God, as we go forth in you. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Allow me, Father, and our team, the humble privilege of being vessels of your power, Lord. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you would loose, release, send, and dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions, Father God, to surround the skies, the land, north, south, east, and west, above and below, to guard against every dimensional access point. Father, that you would release your weapons of war, Father, to destroy and dismantle the works of darkness and iniquity. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority over every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, hindrance, interference, hex, vex, spell, incantation, witchcraft, and any form of weaponized demonic activity, curse or otherwise, sent against us. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we command that destroyed, dismantled, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, rendered powerless, and their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans. And it casts back to the areas you have designated for such, Father, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent in its place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. Father, you are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay. Father, we are vessels that simply you mold. We are receptacles for your glory, Father God. We are the dust of the earth without your breath of life in us. We owe you every breath, Father God, and we praise you. Your word says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord, that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, that the earth is your footstool, Father, that your eyes wander to and fro across the earth, Father God. And we praise you, Father God, and we bless your holy name, Father. You are holy. You are righteous, Father God. You are our redeemer, our strong tower, our deliverer, Father. And we praise you and we give you all the glory tonight, Father God, for all that you have done for us, Father God, because you are a merciful God. You are absolutely good, Father. Lord, we don't deserve what we have, yet in your mercy, you give it, Father God. And we just praise you for that, Father God. And we thank you tonight, Lord. And we bless your holy name. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to those of you that were jumping on during prayer. I feel the presence of the Lord. I can always feel when the presence of the Lord enters. And so praise the Lord for that. Praise the Lord that the presence of the Lord is here and that we are prophetically going to take off like a rocket tonight with what is happening in the nation. So if you could share this broadcast and like and subscribe, it helps us. It is a blessing. We would very much appreciate it. We are going to get into what is happening. The lid has been blown off of what's going on in Minnesota right now. And Tim Walz and Somali daycare fraud and fraud in general there. And this is just the beginning of a domino effect you're about to see happen in the neighbors of Minnesota, including Michigan. So we're going to get into all of that as well. I wanted to start off with a scripture verse from James chapter 5, verse 1 through 6, because this really is very appropriate given what we are watching unfold before our very eyes. And this completely has unraveled over the past couple of days, and we'll get into how that happened. But James chapter 5, verses 1 through 6, by the way, 5 plus 1 plus 6 equals 12. 12, biblically speaking, has to do with government and rule. Listen to what James chapter 5, verse 1 through 6 says. Come quickly now, you rich. Weep and howl over the miseries that are coming upon you. Your wealth has rotted and is ruined, and your fine clothes have become moth-eaten. Your gold and silver are corroded, and the corrosion will be a witness against you and will consume your flesh like fire. You have stored up your treasure in the last days. Look, the wages that you have fraudulently withheld from the laborers, the wages which you have fraudulently withheld from the laborers who have mowed your fields are crying out against you for vengeance. And the cries of the harvest have come to the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. On the earth, you have lived luxuriously and abandoned yourselves to soft living and led a life of wanton pleasure. You have fattened your hearts in a day of slaughter. You have condemned and put to death the righteous man. He offers you no resistance. I think that is prophetically very appropriate given what we are watching be unearthed and exposed in this nation, that at the highest levels, fraud is being exposed. Governors are being implicated. It's going to go even higher than that, but we're watching this happen. So what I want to do for you to begin with this, I want to play a clip from Fox News, and then we're going to go back to June because we have to discuss a catalyst. Something happened in June that we have to pay attention to, having to do with what is now unraveling in Minnesota. So let's play the Fox News clip now, please, and then we're going to come back and talk.
Gnome posting video of Homeland Security investigators on the ground in Minneapolis, saying they are, quote, conducting a massive investigation on childcare and other rampant fraud. Their investigation following a viral video now has nearly 114 million views on X, where independent journalist Nick Shirley appears to show daycares and other businesses that received millions in state funds with no kids inside. Correspondent Garrett Kenny is live with more.
Yeah, Molly, the latest example of these fraud schemes in Minnesota are child care centers, where rampant fraud has seemingly been allowed to go on for years now. Quality Learning Center is just one of the child care centers that federal investigators are now looking into. And there are plenty of red flags, starting with the sign on its building that doesn't even spell learning right.
All that fraud. All that fraud, and you couldn't pay to spell the word leering right. Now, it's saying leering, it's really learning, but it's a leering center. It's not a learning center. You commit all that fraud, steal all that money, do what the mafia does and put a shell company up in order to try to funnel funds somewhere else, and you can't even spell the word learning right. I mean, come on. How long has that building been there? How long has that sign been there that I'm sure Governor Waltz has been very aware of? And now for the world to see, the Learing Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota, a daycare center that is childless, is just the beginning of what is unfolding here. So we're going to get into that part of it, but I want to take you back to June. June 14th, something happened in Minnesota that was a catalyst for this, if you remember. And don't mind my eye, it's tearing a little bit. But something happened. And we have the news article for you, but many of you are going to remember this because it was all over the news. But there was a catalyst. And we're going to put it up for you now, and then we're going to talk about this. June 14th, 2025, news on the manhunt for gunmen who shot Minnesota lawmakers. Police were responding to a shooting at Democratic State Senator John Hoffman's home around 2 a.m. when officers went to check on State Representative Melissa Hortman, who lived about 9 miles away, at around 3:35 a.m. As they arrived at her home, they encountered the suspect, 57-year-old Vance Bolter, dressed like a police officer. The top Democrat in the Minnesota House and her husband were shot and killed in an apparent politically motivated assassination. According to Governor Tim Walz, Bolter is also suspected of shooting Minnesota State Senator John Hoffman, also a Democrat, and his wife, Yvette, who survived the shooting and has undergone surgery. Okay, now, what it says about Bolter, the assassin, is he served on a state board with Hoffman. And in 2019, Walz put Bolter on the governor's workforce development board, a group of business owners who recommended policies to the state government. We also have a New York Post article for you. You're going to see where I'm going with this in a moment here. But the New York Post also reported on this, just to give you some context here. Assassinated Minnesota Democrat Melissa Hortman had just crossed party lines to cast decisive vote against illegal migrant handouts. Quote, what leaders do. That was another article that broke at that time. What happened was she had just crossed party lines, voted against her own party, and cast the decisive vote against illegal migrant handouts, which this whole web of fraud, okay, in many ways, was based upon. So she cast the deciding vote to begin to pinch the main artery that was feeding this web of fraud, and then she ends up dead, tragically. And this happens in June of 2025. Now, June is the sixth month. I want you to remember this because we're going to circle back in a minute. August, after this happens, about 2 months after this happens, I have a dream, August 22nd, 2024, about Tim Walz. But way before the fraud gets exposed, way before the Somali fraud is exposed, the Lord gives me a dream. I hold on to it till September 6th, 2024. I release the dream September 6th, 2024. This dream happens 10 months prior to Melissa Hortman being tragically killed, and 14 months prior to the Somali fraud and the Minnesota fraud that began to break October 2025. So this happens August 2024, the dream, August 22nd. I release it at the beginning of September 2024. We have the clip of that dream, and then we're going to come back and talk. It's about Tim Walz. So in this dream, I'm at a birthday party in the dream, and Tim Walz is there. However, he looks like the Mad Hatter in the dream. So he had these fake huge eyes. He had this black spiky hair sticking out from what appeared to be a very large top hat. And he took the costume on and off. That was part of that dream that I released back at the beginning of September 2024. And Tim Walz is dressed like the Mad Hatter in this dream at a birthday party. And he had these fake huge eyes, and he had like this top hat that I was saying in the clip, and this black spiky hair. And he was running around in the dream this way. And I did a whole broadcast about this back in September of 2024. And in that broadcast, I said the Mad Hatter hosted a tea party. The scene in the dream was a birthday party. Because remember, the Mad Hatter did the unbirthday, right, in Alice in Wonderland. However, their party in the movie was eternal because they were forever stuck at 6 o'clock, always on an unbirthday. So you have the number six, and you have a birthday party, like for children, right? Like Tim Walz was the Mad Hatter at a gathering birthday party having to do with children. And the Mad Hatter, when it came to Alice in Wonderland, was forever stuck at 6 o'clock. He's at a party that looks like it's for kids. Say like maybe, I don't know, a daycare or something, but he's there. And this number six, because when I spoke about it that night, I spoke about Alice in Wonderland and how the Mad Hatter was forever stuck at 6 o'clock in the movie at the unbirthday party. Why does this matter? Why having this dream August 22nd, 2024 matters? Because it was the sixth month, June of 2025, June 14th, 614, 2025, that Melissa Hortman, after being the deciding vote and voting against her own party to stop illegal handouts, was assassinated. And in that dream I had of Tim Walz, he was the Mad Hatter. The Mad Hatter was forever stuck at 6 o'clock at that party. Melissa Hortman is assassinated in the sixth month, June of 2025, because she voted against illegal migrants continuing to get handouts in Minnesota, which was bearing down on the system. Now, interestingly enough, from this dream, and we're going to get into other prophecy as well, the Mad Hatter is often interpreted as a symbol of rebellion. What's wild about me having this dream and him being the Mad Hatter in it back in August of 2024, that the Mad Hatter in the movie by the Queen of Hearts sentenced him to death for murdering the time. So in the movie, the Mad Hatter is sentenced to death by the Queen of Hearts for murdering the time, but he escapes, and now time retaliates against him and keeps him trapped at 6 o'clock, right? He appears again in chapter 11 of Alice in Wonderland, which is called Who Stole the Tarts? So the Mad Hatter shows up again when there is thievery involved in chapter 11. And then he appears in Carol's 1871 Through the Looking Glass sequel of that's called Alice's Adventures in Wonderland under the name of Hatta. And he was in trouble with the law once again. So you have the Mad Hatter associated with the number six, and then associated with the number 11, chapter 11, Who Stole the Tarts? Which is real interesting that that's how the Lord showed me him in the dream, because when he was running for the VP candidate with Kamala Harris running for president in 2024, it was at 6:11 p.m. exactly that on July 13th, 2024, they attempted to kill President Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania, while Tim Walz was the vice presidential candidate at the time for the Democratic Party. I don't think that's a coincidence. And the Mad Hatter also was always getting in trouble with the law and looking for loopholes to get out of it, and time would not let him escape his crimes. So I have this dream way before what happened to Melissa Hortman, and way before this fraud case breaks open, this is what I see. We're now watching it in real time completely unravel for him in Minnesota. This is where we're going to get in now to the actual Somali fraud in Minnesota and the words from the Lord having to do with this. So we have a news article for you that we're going to put up. And we're going to go into the words from the Lord there. And then we're going to go into this very ancient biblical root that has to do with what's going on. A daycare without kids. More Minnesota Somali daycare fraud adds to $1 billion case. A lawmaker is calling on Minnesota Governor Tim Walz to explain a new report involving an alleged fake daycare center that allegedly received $4 million in state funds despite an apparent lack of activity and Somali fraud, according to officials. Federal prosecutors say that 59 people have been convicted in those schemes so far, and that more than $1 billion in taxpayers' money has been stolen in three plots they are investigating. The New York Post also had an article that came out in the past few days, and we'll put that article up as well for you. The New York Post always has really good breaking information. Minnesota daycare with $4 million in state funding and a misspelled sign, the Learing Center, found with no kids inside as lawmakers demand answers from Waltz. A YouTuber found no children inside a Minnesota daycare that has received $4 million in state funding. It couldn't even spell learning correctly on its own front door. The apparent revelation comes amid the exploding welfare scandal involving the state's Somali community, which the feds have said could top $9 million. This investigative journalist, by the way, his name is Nick Shirley. It was said briefly in the Fox News clip I played at the beginning. But this is what going into 2026 is beginning to unravel before our very eyes. So I think it's interesting that this is exploding within days of us entering 2026. And there are words from the Lord having to do with what we are watching unfold in Minnesota, what I believe we're about to watch unfold in Michigan and in other neighboring states to Minnesota. This is going to be like a domino effect. But these words go back to 2024, these words from the Lord. So we're going to go over these words from the Lord now having to do with this. So October 29th, 2024 is the first word of the Lord that we're going to look at an excerpt from it. And it says, thus says the Lord, people of America, you have been placed on the slavery block, the auction block, and the wicked nations of the earth, the hateful nations, the nations who proclaim to serve a version of me, capitals, however, do no such thing. They are bidding for you in this hour, and the slave traders are standing there. Your leaders, your government, your governors, your heads of branches, your candidate with a corruptible waltz, W-A-L-Z, as in Tim Waltz, dancing around issues to avoid the truth. They stand there at the slave block and attempt to sell you your rights, your birthright, your faith, your republic, your children, your prosperity, your economy, your churches to the highest bidder. What did the Lord say in this October 29, 2024 about he mentions governors, but then he says your candidate with a corruptible waltz dancing around issues to avoid the truth. They stand there at the slave block and attempt to sell you your rights. February 13th, 2025. Minnesota is about to be turned over along with Michigan, says the Lord. The time is approaching of the reversal, says the Lord. Now, notice the order he says it in, because that's just as important. First, Minnesota is going to get turned over, then Michigan. We're actively now watching Minnesota get turned over. So everyone start praying and keeping an eye on Michigan, because you're going to watch it happen there too. The word of the Lord goes on from February 13th, 2025. Right now, says the Lord, all capitals, is the great excavation, a reverse excavation, says the Lord, for the witch hunt, the wicked so activated, this is the reversal, and a great excavation of all their exploits has come to the appointed time, and now from the deep shall be pulled the crimes of both red and blue, as well as two justices on the Supreme Court. U.S. aid is just scratching the surface, says the Lord, for a shadow system has been behind such paying, the most heinous in the land. That shadow is about to have a spotlight shown. Word of the Lord, July 3rd, 2025. For you have played the thieves for your gods. And in this time, in this season, these areas shall see the largest excavation and gutting of what is lurked in the underbelly, says the Lord. For agreements between gangs and leadership shall come forth. The exchange that was made for bloodshed, says the Lord. For the time of corruption has been brought before my throne for an account in these areas, says the Lord. It shall go from the mayors to the governors, says the Lord. For the cloak of deeds shall be ripped off and laid bare, says the Lord. The Sears Tower, says the Lord, the Sears Tower. So not only Michigan, but Illinois. So not only will Michigan come, Illinois and Chicago will come as well. July 18th, 2025, word of the Lord. Minnesota shall have a changing of the guard in such scandal there will be no way for leadership to continue, says the Lord. That is directed right at Waltz, July 18th, 2025. Minnesota shall have a changing of the guard in such scandal. There will be no way for leadership to continue, says the Lord. There are headlines calling this career ending for Tim Waltz, that this is career ending, that he is going to have to step down. This was prophesied from the Lord July 18th, 2025, way before any of this broke nationally. August 25th, 2025. The implosions from within are imminent, says the Lord. The greatest scandals of the decade are set to be exposed in this time, says the Lord. Fraud at the highest levels, laundering at the highest levels, trafficking, says the Lord. The largest trafficking scheme to ever be caught and exposed is on the cusp of coming to light. Word from the Lord, November 20th, 2025. You shall see these fortresses suddenly built in cities and states, says the Lord, where they attempted to steal and feast, says the Lord, upon the ignorance of the people, upon the ignorance of leaders, says the Lord. However, says the Lord, you shall see such leaders sobering up in this time to see the intoxication and manipulation that infiltrating groups so built a web from within. And that web shall be exposed, says the Lord, a multi-state web, an international web under the guise of brotherhoods, coalitions, and religion, says the Lord. That web shall be exposed. That web shall not only be exposed with Ishmael, where governors shall be exposed for aiding and abetting such a web. That web shall not only be exposed with Ishmael, where governors shall be exposed, governors plural, be exposed for aiding and abetting such a web. Now, what we're watching unfold is just the beginning of this. This is not only just scratching the surface. This is, if this is a web and governors, plural, is being said, this web has interconnected and stretched into other states under the guise of coalition, brotherhoods, and religion. And you are going to watch the states surrounding Minnesota. All of a sudden, you're going to watch the lid be blown off their fraud as well when it comes to similar communities of similar brotherhoods, of similar religion, of similar coalitions, because you're going to watch governors have to step down in multiples amidst this. This is what's going to happen with this. This is the beginning of a very intense domino effect. This is the rumbling before the earthquake. This is the tremors that are happening right now that are going to stretch into other states, because this is the time of the great excavation. And the Lord said it would be long and deep. And now we have watched the FBI now has descended upon Minneapolis, Minnesota, and is on the ground now investigating this fraud that is going into the billions, And we want to, and Tim Waltz wants to pretend like he didn't know that this was going on, like he wasn't holding hands in the dark with Ishmael, like they weren't giving him kickbacks, allegedly, and doing other things in order to make sure him and those around him were looking the other way. But the time of the fullness of the cup of iniquity of governors in this nation has become full, and this is why you're now watching it get poured out before the nation. Now, I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show you how this goes back biblically all the way to Noah. I'm going to show you how deep this root goes. So the Somalis came from the line of Cush. Cush was the son of Ham, who was one of the sons of Noah. Cush, now this is interesting, is a Hebrew name that is possibly derived from the word Kash, K-A-S-H. Yes, Kash. Isn't it interesting that a man named Kash, K-A-S-H, in this time now heads up the FBI, who is now investigating all of this fraud. And Cush is a Hebrew name that is derived from cash, K-A-S-H. Now, let me show you how what we see now hidden within its roots, all the way back to Ham and Cush in the Bible, how the corruption has spawned from those roots. Remember, the Somalis come from the line of Cush. I'm going to show you this. And Cush is the son of Ham. We're going to talk about Ham in a minute because he did something absolutely egregious. And Cush we're going to get into too, because he was the father of the one that tried to build Babel. So, ready for this? Because it's always hidden in the details. Somali fraud scheme. Guess what's hidden within the Somali fraud scheme? Cush and Ham. You could actually spell Cush and Ham from the Somali fraud scheme that we watch unfolding before us, and the Somalis come from the line of Cush. This is not a mistake. This is where there are layers and layers of detail hidden within what we see on the surface that has a very ancient biblical root that goes back to the days of Noah. This is not an accident. We're dealing with something very ancient here. We're dealing with very ancient territorial spirits that have figured out how to operate in a modern day society and have attempted to conceal themselves amidst the superficial headlines that we are watching unfold before our very eyes. Somali fraud scheme, Cush, Ham. That's not an accident. That is biblical. And we're gonna get into it a little deeper right now, too. We're going to get into it a little deeper as soon as I can get my notes back up here. Okay, so Cush's father, Ham, is believed to have assaulted Noah while he was drunk. He committed something so egregious that Canaan as well got cursed for what Ham did. Canaan was the brother, I believe, of Cush. I think Canaan was the brother of Cush, or Canaan was the son of Cush, but they are related. Now, Cush was the father of Nimrod. Nimrod is the one who attempted to build Babel in the book of Genesis. He was the one that decided, we are going to build our own way to heaven. We are going to get around God. We are going to find another way into heaven. And we are going to get up there and we're going to lead a rebellion against God. Cush was the father of Nimrod, who attempted to build Babel in complete rebellion against God. And the Somalis come from the line of Cush. That is not an accident. Like I said, these are very ancient biblical principles that we are dealing with that are coming into modern day that are concealed amongst layers of the noise and what we see happening out there that's being reported. Now, in Cush's line, that means there is deception, there is assault, and there is robbery. There is all three: deception, assault, robbery, and then rebellion, because Nimrod led one of the biggest rebellions, so much so that the Lord came down, confused their languages, and scattered them to prevent them from building Babel into the heavens in order to try to get up there their own way and lead a rebellion against God. You see, these roots, these traits travel up the line, and they always represent themselves every generation. And we're watching Cush and Nimrod represent itself in the amount of rebellion and debauchery and thievery and fraud that we are now watching a spotlight be shown on and be exposed in this time. This, like I said, is just the beginning of this. This is going to be a domino effect. The Lord said Minnesota and then Michigan. There are also other states he has named as well. Now, here's going to be the issue. Because this is all coming out, what else they have concealed in fraud? The deals they have made with Ishmael, the deals they have made with Cush are all in danger now of being found out in the hubs and in the cities such as Dearborn, such as in Detroit, in other areas of Michigan, in areas of Illinois and surrounding areas as well. They are now in danger of being found out. In fact, in the book of Numbers, it says, "Your sin shall find you out." We are watching. In fact, I want to see what chapter and verse that is, and I'm going to tell you, "Your sin shall find you out." Numbers 32:23. Isn't that interesting that that equals 45? And it's now the 45th president, Donald Trump, who is now the 47th president that just happens to be the president, while their sins are finding them out. We are watching the greatest scandals and fraud of the decade right now be exposed. And in the word from the Lord, I had delivered, and I want to find it for you because I want to read it to you about the January of Justice. Hold on, January of Justice. Let me see. Oh, powerful word from the Lord going into 2026. Okay. I want to read this to you. "Watch," says the Lord, "as this unfolds, and shock begins in January," says the Lord, "at what is unearthed, found out, and stopped just short of their multi-point marks," says the Lord. And I believe there it says, here it is. I'm gonna go down here as well and read another part of this word. "As they secretly make dark deals to keep their seats, the scandal that coils over shall intensify in order to bring forth a standard of accountability," says the Lord, "against corrupt agents who are tethered to the kingdom of darkness and groups who funnel terror," says the Lord. You shall watch this unfold with a January of jeers, J-E-E-R-S, says the Lord. The enemy may attempt to cause fear to open gates. However, I, the Lord, shall cause jeers at those who are involved in such acts, says the Lord. A January of Justice, says the Lord, shall lead to a ferocious February, setting up for a roar in March, says the Lord. The January of Justice shall cause much shock, says the Lord. It shall shake the media, says the Lord. Plots uncovered shall even rattle the cabinet, says the Lord. So they reevaluate their relationships with me. And some will fully come unto me, the Lord thy God, for such, says the Lord. I, the Lord, thy God, am unlocking a door in January for my children who are faithful, who are not tickling the ears, but saying the harder truths that others have rejected for diluted banter, says the Lord. These are doors of great influence, says the Lord. So January of jeers, he says, and the January of Justice, says the Lord, shall lead to a ferocious February, setting up for a roar in March. And then he says, the January of Justice shall cause much shock, says the Lord. It shall shake the media, says the Lord. This is the cusp of this. We have watched the lid be blown off of this in the past few days in a way that you have this 23-year-old investigative journalist, Nick Shirley, that physically went there and actually blew the lid off of this in a way that the New York Times nor any other publication nor any other media outlet went on the ground and did what this young man did. Because you're watching reversals. You're watching reversals happen and great excavations happen as far as when it comes to fraud being uncovered, but also the media. This is, I believe, a prophetic signal that the media is about to be completely turned on its head, that the media is about to be completely shaken, where you're going to watch heads resigning of some of the most influential networks in the nation when the rest of this begins to explode in January, because January is going to begin with shock. We are on the cusp of that now. I believe that this is just the surface and the beginning of excavating the root out of how deep this really goes and how many cities' hubs are connected to this. How many imams are connected to this? You're going to see imams come out that were very, very much connected into to this, that were being assisted by the governors in the land in order to funnel and commit these frauds. And I'm going to tell you something, and I want to spell this right because I want to explain this concept to you. So let me just search this for a minute. I want to make sure I'm spelling it right for you. Okay, in Islam, there is something called taqiyya, T-A-Q-I-Y-Y-A. It refers to a concept to a Muslim concealing their faith or religious identity to protect themselves from danger, but it also refers and ratifies them to deceive on any level in order to further propagate and promote their ideology. So they are allowed to commit taqiyya and they are allowed to deceive and commit these acts if it furthers the agenda, the religion, and the ideology. This taqiyya concept is attached to what we're watching be uncovered with this fraud. It's going to be attached to what's about to be blown off in Michigan, because the lid's about to be blown off of Michigan next, and that governor is going to find themselves in just as much of a web of scandals and fraud and lies as Governor Waltz. The ones who attempted to assist Kamala Harris and Waltz in attempting to steal the birthright of this nation and attempting to lock President Trump up, those are the ones in this hour that you are about to see the tables turn on them, and what they have been hiding under the tables and the entitlements they have been taking and the deals they have been making, those tables in this hour are about to be turned over in order to expose what has been hidden for decades in these states, what has continued to be committed under the guise of tons of red tape and entitlement programs. We are watching the beginnings of this happen in Minnesota. This is not an accident. This is not a coincidence. This is prophetic timing. The cup of iniquity of the governors in this nation has become full. It has come before the throne of God, and the time is now that we are watching it being poured out, because Tim Waltz has a decision to make. Before Kamala Harris chose him as VP, I warned that she was going to choose a eunuch, because she was like a Jezebel and she was like an Athaliah, and that she was going to choose a eunuch to do her bidding. Well, if you read in the scriptures, it was the eunuchs who finally got tired of doing all of Jezebel's corruptible bidding, and they turned and they threw her down. Now, why am I saying this? Because there was prophecy about this, and I'm going to see if I can get it up, because this is all being dropped in my spirit real time. And the prophecy was, Jezebel shall be thrown down from a high place in your nation. And it was last year that this word was given. This might be at April 4th, 2025. Let's see. Jezebel shall be thrown down from a high place in your nation. I don't know if I can find it. I'm looking for it real fast. It was let's see if November 14th, window, full security, Yahoo arrived. Oh, here we go. This is a good one. Okay. So this is November 15th, 2024. Thus says the Lord, two female governors shall lose their seats, for that spirit has been judged, and their hosts are merely seat warmers, holding a position with no anointing or right given by me, the Lord, to hold such a seat. Two shall flip in tandem, says the Lord. For just as Jezebel sat on the window sill high up, and the false security of her seat was there, Jehu arrived, triggering a flipping of powers in the spirit and the natural, and she fell from her seat and was trampled. It was the eunuchs who did that. Tim Walz was a eunuch for the agenda that they were trying to push when it came to Kamala Harris. It was the eunuchs that turned. So now we're going to see some very interesting set of circumstances begin to unfold. He's got a choice here. He's either going to turn, he's going to give up everything he knows, and he's going to throw that thing down off the high place, or he is going to completely go down with this corrupt agenda. But the timing of this, in conjunction, there's two things that happened in conjunction I'm going to talk about really fast here, okay? So Christmas Day, now I talked about this the last broadcast. You can go watch it, the broadcast we did Friday. Christmas Day, President Trump bombs ISIS in Nigeria. The day we celebrate the birth of Christ is the day the people who deny Christ's deity were bombed. Okay? That I don't find that coincidental. That's prophetic. That happens within days. Days of that happening. The lid completely blows off of this thing in Minnesota. Why? Because the time of the fullness of the cup of iniquity of Ishmael and Amalek crying out in the nation has become full. And now you're watching a clash of the titans occur to throw it down. This is why you're watching these things happen one after the other, because it's dealing with a principality in this nation that has attempted to advance an agenda before its time, that has attempted to prematurely speed up events, times, and seasons in order to advance the agenda of Ishmael further in this nation before its time. And that bombing of ISIS in Nigeria on Christmas Day set the tone for the judgment that is coming upon the house of Ishmael and all that want to serve him when it comes to radicalization, when it comes to fraud, when it comes to deception, when it comes to persecution. That was setting the tone and dropping the gauntlet on the day we celebrate the birth of Christ, is the day that fire comes down on those that have denied him and persecuted his people. It's a plumb line that's being dropped, and that plumb line gets dropped and the lid gets blown off of this in Minnesota within days of this happening, because that's the plumb line. This is setting the tone for 2026. This is setting the tone for the cup of iniquity becoming full in these nations that have created hubs for deception and hubs for Ishmael and hubs in order to try to rise up and bring an outcry and persecute the people of God. And that cup is being poured out. And this is why you are watching these things happen in tandem, one after the other, because it has come before the throne of God. Jehu right now is in Washington, D.C., and Jehu was sent to destroy the house of Ahab and the house of Jezebel and the house of Baal, that false principality. This is why it's an appointed time. It's a moment in this nation before we reach the 250th anniversary, because Ishmael wants to hijack. Remember I said that word. Remember this word just left my mouth, hijack. Ishmael in this hour is going to seek to hijack not only cities and celebrations, but the news cycle in order to try to wipe this out of it. And some voices who have claimed to be conservative have already taken payment from Ishmael in order to help assist with this grand manipulation that is going to end up causing a backdraft in January upon them, their platforms, their hubs, and their cities. You need to pray and intercede for New Year's Eve. You need to pray. It may not necessarily be New Year's Eve, but it's going to be around the vicinity. You need to pray and intercede because they're looking for something grand and explosive in order to try to shift right now the narrative and shift this out of the news cycle. And yes, some of these are going to involve box trucks. I'm telling you right now, you need to pray and you need to intercede that those that are working on the part of justice get these tips and get this intelligence ahead of time in order to thwart these events from happening. Multi-point, multi-city to hijack in many forms. Vehicles, news cycles. Cities, celebrations, hijack. The desperation has mounted, and that spirit is looking to hijack in this hour. And we need to pray and intercede right now that that is found, that the eggs the serpent has laid is found, exposed, and destroyed before they hatch. Because let me tell you, the writing's on the wall. Mene, mene, tekel upharsin, and you have been judged and found wanting, and now your kingdom shall be divided. And that's not just for Minnesota. That's for the surrounding states. That's for areas in Africa that are allowing the persecution of the people of God. That is for places in Europe, including France, including Spain, including England. Mene, mene, tekel upharsin. Leadership, you have been judged and found wanting. Leadership of Ireland, mene, mene, tekel upharsin, you have been judged and found wanting, and now your kingdom shall be divided. It's the plumb line that's being dropped. It's the writing on the wall. And we as the people of God need to discern it, intercede, and pray, because the effectual fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. When we pray and speak into the vein of that situation, we have been given power and authority from on high to shift the direction of which it goes. We have a very important role to play as the church right now and as watchmen in this hour that are willing to stand up and speak with the boldness and the fiery truth and the conviction that only comes from Almighty God. You know what I tell them in these cities right now? Repent. Repent. Turn from your wicked ways. Turn from your radicalization. Turn from your fraud. Repent. Because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And we need to call people and the nation back to repentance. Because it's the plumb line. It's the plumb line being dropped. It's the truth being separated from the lie. The Lord and his scroll of justice, the justice of Yahweh, the joy of the Lord, is the dividing line that's being dropped in this hour. And all men should tremble, all the way up to the highest offices in the land. All men should humble themselves before God right now. All men, because that scroll has gone out. It has gone out, and it has been sent to be opened in the appointed areas and districts and cities and hubs in this nation and in England and in parts of Africa, in Nigeria, in Kenya, in France, in Spain. And when it's opened, it's going to send. It's going to trigger a fault line that is going to run all the way up to the highest leadership of the land. And we're going to see a violent episode, a violent shaking, because this has gone out in this hour. And we as the people of God need to intercede, pray, be the watchman, warn, sound the alarm, call people back to the Lord, call people back to Jesus Christ. If you don't know Jesus Christ and you're watching, I suggest you humble yourself and you dedicate your life to him tonight. Acknowledge he died on the cross for your sins, that you are a sinner in need of a savior. Give your life over to him. Surrender to him from this day forward so you can be a new creation in Christ. If you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, you shall and will be saved. And I encourage you to do that tonight. And if you have done that tonight, please email us at hello@arcofgrace-ministries.com. We will try to help you with resources, but we are calling people back to repentance. This is like the doors of the ark are open and they're going to shut. And the hand of God is going to shut it. And we're calling people now to turn from this debauchery in this hour. Because you're going to watch the plumb line and the dividing line be dropped in the conservative movement as well, in whole platforms are going to fracture, fall, and cause shockwaves through the conservative world. This is coming. This is touching down in many areas of life right now. This is why we need to humble ourselves before the Lord. This is why we need to check our heart posture. We need to be repentant. We need to walk in humility and understand that he is God and we are not. And we are far, far, far beneath him. And we fall so incredibly short of him. And without him, we are nothing. Nothing. I don't care what the devil feeds you. I don't care the bill of goods he feeds you. I don't care what other false religions feed you that make you believe that somehow there is another way to heaven. There is only one way, and his name is Jesus Christ. He is the door. He is the advocate before the throne of God. Nobody comes to the Father but through him. So what any other false religion has fed you about pillars and doing good and about ceremonies and rituals, it is clanging noise before the throne of God. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. There is no prophet, there is no teacher, there is no historical figure that can replace that. And we need to understand the seriousness of that in this hour. This is getting serious, and it's going to get intense because it has to be excavated. And when things are excavated, they are dug up, everything is shaken, it is sifted, it is tossed around, it is exposed. And that's exactly what we are watching happen. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for his justice in this hour and for his mercy, because both have gone out. What are you going to be on the receiving end of? Is the question. So continue to pray, be watchmen, and intercede, and pray for our leaders in this, because they are in a minefield right now. They are in a field of landmines that they have to try to one by one dig up and basically null and void it before it explodes. So they have to dig up and disengage it. And they're doing it one at a time, but they're all hidden. This is why this is so serious for them as well, and their lives and the lives of their families. Because right now they are cornering the wicked. They are cornering the corrupt. And when a wounded animal is cornered, they're either going to fight or they're going to run. So you need to pray for their safety in this, because they would love to change the news cycle by attempting to take down a high leader right now in this land in order to hijack the news cycle. So just pray for them and pray and intercede for the safety of New Year's Eve and the surrounding days after it. Pray and intercede. Praise the Lord. Okay, I could keep going. I am fired up, but we have, Give and Derm has been listening to this backstage. They have been listening to this, and so we're going to bring them on now. So let's bring on the ladies of Give and Derm.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Amanda.
Woo. Oh my goodness.
Whoa, this is my always, goodness, what a word.
I have a point to this, but did I tell you about my cat that when she got scared, she would just point, she just run in the direction that she was pointed in? And so I have this weird this weird feeling that, like, I want to storm the castle with you, and I also simultaneously want to hide under the bed, just fear of the Lord stuff. So it's like this weird, like, it's just so, there's just so much intensity right now. It's crazy.
I feel like a furnace right now.
Yes. Yes, we can
feel that.
This
happened Friday, too.
I believe it. Wow.
Oh, it's amazing. Wow. It's such a powerful word, and we need to listen and we need to intercede, because you can feel the accuracy
you
of
have, you could I could feel it in the atmosphere. Yes. It's very unsettling. I don't know if many of you feel it in the chat, but put in the chat if you feel it too. In the atmosphere, I've been feeling it for days. It's very it's unsettling around. You could feel what's moving about in the realm of the spirit right now. And it's this uneasy feeling, because the serpent, right, is trying to rear up for a strike. It's laid eggs. It's trying to hatch its eggs. And now it's trying to rear up for a strike also.
Oh, that's so right. And to pray that evil is exposed, and it's happening, just like you're saying. Yeah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, that word is so powerful.
And I mean, even atmospherically, I don't know. I don't know what's been going on with your weather. We've been trying to watch kind of all of it, but it was so strange because it's been so hot here. I like, it feels like Florida. It's weird. And then I went outside two nights ago, and there it was still. And it was just like something was brewing. And I thought, what is going on? I mean, I know all the other stuff, but it's just so, so interesting. I mean,
these are
everybody
intense
buckle
times.
Up. Everybody
intense
buckle
times.
Up.
We have to pray.
Armor
we
up.
And pray.
Every day, you got to put on the armor of God. Every single day when you first wake up.
Yeah.
That armor has to go on. You can't go into battle without your armor. Your armor has to be on, because every day, whether we like it or not, we are at war. We are automatically at war with the kingdom of darkness when we become a child of Almighty God through Jesus Christ. It's automatic.
Amen. Amen. That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Woo. All right. Well, you lead the charge, and we're
hard to shift to sin. To
we've got your back.
Right?
Let's go. Let's just storm the castle together.
That's right.
We'll storm the castle, and we'll have nice skin doing it.
Hey,
this is probably how it's going to go, ladies.
By the way, your skin looks so gorgeous. I was watching you, totally fiery, and yet your skin is just gorgeous. I'm like, oh, she looks so beautiful.
Thank you.
But we do have a special for these winter, crazy winter nights.
It gets very dry in the winter. Your skin gets very dry. And I have to say, Givaderm and their products, they actually work amazingly well, where it keeps my skin actually from cracking and getting super dry in the winter, because New York air can get really, really dry in the winter. Especially, I was outside for 2 hours on Saturday digging out animals because we got walloped. By a snowstorm. So me and Sarah, one of our staffers, are out there digging out animals, laying pads, putting straw down. I walked 6 miles, according to my phone.
Oh, wow.
On Saturday, because I was out there, you know, for prolonged periods of time, getting everyone up out of the snow and making sure everyone had pads and everything.
Wow. Well, we've wondered, because it looked like you guys were getting hammered, and we've been praying.
We got hammered.
Oh, my goodness. Yep. But it is. And so this special, you're going to love. We have a special starting today.
Okay.
That is, if you buy a body edition, which has lotion, scrub, and soap, if you buy that, you get a Mother Slugger free.
Oh.
So it hits all.
Chris and I both use that. Yes. I use it as a primer for my makeup too, the Mother Slugger. I do. It makes a wonderful makeup primer that's natural.
It's absolutely stunning. It actually helps seal in all of the nutrients from the rest of our products as well. So it's not just for face, it's for elbows, knees, toes, you name it. And this is a fun special, because we really feel like people are going to be super blessed by it, because if they haven't tried Slugger yet, it is a great opportunity to do so. And it's especially good on lips as well.
It is.
Yes, it makes a good chapstick.
And cuticles well. And elbows cuticles. And yes. Feet. And it's really a good winter product.
You know what I've been doing too? What? I've been using the Mother Plumper and the Uplift on my hands. I've been actually putting it on my hands to help actually my hands.
Great idea. Yep. That's such a great idea.
Yep. And so, Slugger is great for cuticles too.
Yes.
Oh my
gosh. So you can use a soap to cleanse, a scrub to scrub, the lotion to moisturize, and then that Slugger to seal it all up for this winter.
It's absolutely incredible.
Well, that's a wonderful special. You can use promo code ARC10 as well, combined with it, to get a 10% discount. So if you go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, you'll see Givaderm. You click on them and you can actually get their special and combine it with promo code ARC10 for an extra 10% off.
And that's, they can order as many of those specials as they want.
There's no limit.
As many as you want. They make amazing gifts. They really do. And Chris gets his own box from the Givaderm ladies because he kept digging through my things and just taking my things and just helping himself. Well, so they were very kind that they send him a box now that says Chris. And every time it arrives, he acts like it's come for the first time. He didn't know what's coming.
I love that.
That's
great. Durham, ladies, I've sent you your box. He goes, oh, really? And I'm thinking, this happens every month. And he's acting like this has never happened to him before.
That's so cute.
That's awesome. He loves
that.
The slugger as well. Yep. So
I
that's
love what, it. I love so, it. That's so sweet.
All right, Amanda.
Well, ladies, thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
God bless you.
And Happy New Year to
you. Happy New Year.
Yes. Happy New Year.
God bless you.
Stay safe and warm.
Keep praying.
And stay warm. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, ladies.
Guys.
Bye.
And that was the Givaderm, ladies. You could go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, click on Givaderm, and you can use promo code ARC10 with their special for even more of a discount. Wonderful women of God, too. Love the Lord, spirit-filled, and they just make an amazing, amazing skincare line. So you can go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more. A couple of things as we close tonight. Please pray for us. Our closing is this week for the new property. So the ARC is moving, and we are moving to a bigger property that's going to allow us to take in more animals and allow the animals we do have more room. So please keep us in prayer. This is a big step of faith. My husband is very excited about this because he's going to be just minutes from his father and his sister. So this is a new chapter for us. This is a big step. The ARC did move in scripture, and the ARC is moving now. So basically it's lining up. So just keep us in prayer with that. Newsletter sign up. We have a wonderful free newsletter that our team works very hard on. And if you go to arcofgrace.org, on the very front page, there are two buttons you'll see. And we'll show them to you. So then you can go to the appropriate place. There's the make a donation, and then there's newsletter sign up. You click newsletter sign up, you go and fill out your name and your email and your phone number, because we do send out text blasts as well. And you will get a free newsletter that keeps you updated on all the happenings at Ark of Grace Ministries and Ark of Grace Sanctuary and with the animals. So we will update you in the newsletter as well on anything going on with our animals as well. We just wanted to mention that also. We're going to, as we close here, we're going to put up Grid Down Chow Down quickly. These two brothers love the Lord. They make an amazing product, grass-fed, grass-finished, freeze-dried beef that lasts 10 to 15 years. There's a salvation track in every bag. They preach the gospel. They also have jerky for humans and beef jerky snacks for dogs that is nothing but grass-fed, grass-finished beef. Amazing for your pets. So you can go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners. Use promo code ARC for a discount. And yes, these brothers really do make an incredible product. Given what's going on with our food in this nation, it's important to find incredible sources for your food. And they work with ranchers in Oklahoma with this. So you can go there to learn more. And thank you, everyone. We're gonna close out here. We're at an hour and 13 minutes. Now, given that Thursday is New Year's Day, most likely we'll be broadcasting probably Friday, I'm thinking. If something happens New Year's Eve, I don't know, maybe we'll jump on. But Friday is probably going to be it, but we will announce. So just keep a lookout for that. We also have shorts out. Please go watch them as well on all of our platforms. You can go to arcofgrace.org. We have all our platforms listed. And this is where we're going to wind it down. We got to land this plane somehow, people. So we want to encourage you always in the word as we leave. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. We have other Psalms up there for you because the word is living and active. You have to speak it. You have to speak it into the vein of the situation. You have to get into the habit of actually activating it. It is a sword. It is the sword of the Spirit. We have to swing that sword. Also, Ephesians 1:16-20 and 3:14-19 from the Believer's Authority. I say those scriptures every single day. The word of God is living, active, and current for every generation. And we have to remember that it is a living, active book. And we have to utilize its contents consistently in our life because it is transformative. Also, the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6, Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way. And I encourage you to incorporate that into your prayer life. The order of that prayer is so, so important to incorporate into your daily prayer life, as well as Hebrews 11, one of the greatest chapters on faith, I believe, that exists in the Word of God. So thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. Thank you to our moderators and our Ark of Grace team. I hope you all have a wonderful evening. God bless you, gearing up for 2026, and we will see you live later on this week. Keep the faith, everyone. Hey, everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today. And Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs.